Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The Beatles, The Beach Boys, Big Star, Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello, Squeeze, XTC. Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Malkinshire calling in from a chilly Edinburgh. My song and album of the year choices. Firstly, my song choice is perhaps surprisingly not one I mentioned in my new music picks, as I missed it upon its immediate release, but the album is excellent and also in my top 10 for the year. The song in question is Last Word from the album Stone by Baroness. This is a prime slice of alternative rock inflected metal with an absolutely ripping guitar solo from Gene Gleason. My album of the year is in with a bullet at the last minute, with a December the 1st release, but it is worth the wait. The choice is Roll Up a Song by Gonzalez Smith. Now, the best way I can describe this is, well, do you like any of the following artists? The Beatles, The Beach Boys, Big Star, Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello, Squeeze, XTC? No? Okay, in that case you probably won't like this album, but if you like any of those artists, you will enjoy this album. It's packed with melody, joy, and a youthful exuberance that belies the age of its creators. It's a brisk 38 minutes, and in that 38 minutes, they're packing 17 songs. Not a minute is wasted. There's so many ideas, full of melody, and yeah, just an absolute joy. So I highly recommend it to everyone to check out if you've missed that one, let's say, came out at the end of the year. Anyway, that concludes my 2023 music picks. And as ever, I'll look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners choose. And here's to more great new music in 2024. Just remember that the new music train waits for no man or podcast. And be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
Suburbs Pod family. It's Coop here calling in with my 2023 Album of the Year and Song of the Year picks. In a year where we saw Jeff Rosenstock, and White Reaper, Queens of the Stone Age, Foo Fighters, all these bands come out with new albums, there is just one album to me that really stood out above and beyond them. Is Jason Isbell's Weather Vanes album. I'm sure I won't be the only one to pick this album, but I fell in love with this album from the very first listen. The music is gripping. The lyrics are incredible. It's super balanced. I love every song on this album. It may be a perfect album. No skips. I love it from start to finish. The song King of Oklahoma was my second favorite song of the year. It paints a very, very I don't want to say disturbing, but, you know, a very poignant picture of a guy struggling with drug addiction and relationships. And it's just, oh man, so good. Like I said, that's my second favorite song of the year, but my favorite song of the year was, no surprise here, Jeff Rosenstock, Like You Better. It has everything I like in a song, you know, loud, quiet, loud. It's got the big sing-along choruses. It's got Jeff Rosenstock. I still think he can do no wrong. But anyway, yeah, so those are my 2023 wrap-up picks. Album of the year is Weather Vanes by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And then Liked You Better is my song of the year by Jeff Rosenstock. Can't wait to hear what everyone else picked. And thank you all for doing this year-end wrap-up. Talk to you soon. Bye.
No? Okay, in that case you probably won't like this album.